Michel Chiquanine is a long way from eastern Congo, where he grew up, but not from the memories of war. They haunt him every night, ever since he was captured by rebels at the age of 5, playing soccer with his friends.
And so I started to cry, and I begged them again to let me go home. Instead, they forced me to kill someone, and they forced me to kill my best friend.
Chiquanine was drugged and trained to use firearms before he managed to escape. But more violence followed. Chiquanine's family became casualties of the Democratic Republic of Congo's chronic unrest that has killed and displaced millions during the past 2 decades. His father, a human rights activist, was kidnapped. Then soldiers came to his house and grabbed his mother and 2 sisters.
And they started to rape them. And they held me on the wall and they told me to watch what was happening to try and send a message to my father.
Today, Chiquanine talks about his experience to audiences around the world, including here in Normandy. His family fled to Uganda, but then his father died, apparently from poisoning. Soon after, the remaining family was granted asylum in Canada. France's western Normandy region is a fitting place to talk about war. Tens of thousands of soldiers died here during World War II. Most were barely past childhood. In the DRC, clerics are spearheading the fight for peace and demanding long-delayed elections be held. From his diocese in southern DRC, Bishop Fulgence Muteba has tried to help former child soldiers.
These were children who were traumatized, psychologically and inhumanely battered. They almost had no feelings. They were so familiar with violence that their lives were no longer worth living.
Bishop Muteba says many are left to cope on their own. Some commit suicide. Others return to further violence. Chiquanine says even those who make it are forever scarred.
My fear is that we've become a community, an international community that normalizes wars, but does not normalize peace. And this is what is happening in the Congo specifically.
He hopes the lessons of Normandy, where an international peace conference was held this month, will carry over to DRC. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Caen, France.